continues.
Kildare Focus with Owen Beatty. Text or WhatsApp on 0833 97 97 97.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines again. David Moore is on the line from Astronomy Ireland. Good afternoon to you, David.
Good afternoon.
I understand, David, the next lunar eclipse of this year is going to be a partial lunar eclipse taking place tomorrow night. Is that right?
That's right, yes. We want everybody in the country to get out and witness this natural spectacle free of charge overhead. About 8:30 till 10 o'clock.
Right, tell us why this is happening and what we can expect.
Well, we now know that eclipses simply are caused by the moon going through the Earth's shadow. So tomorrow we have the sun, the Earth and the moon lined up perfectly. And the Earth's shadow is always there in space, but there's nothing for it to fall on, so we don't see it until the moon goes through it, and it's like a canvas. And this time it won't go through the middle of the shadow, so we won't get a total eclipse of the moon. We'll get a partial eclipse. So if you're watching, even from 8 o'clock on, you'll see the lower edge of the moon starts to dim a bit, and then a bite will be taken out. The exact time is 8:35 p.m., and that lasts about 80 minutes until nearly 10 o'clock, 9:53. The exact times are on our website, astronomy.ie, along with where to send your photos. So hopefully, you know, even if the skies are a bit cloudy, all you need is a break in the clouds to see the full moon with a bite taken out of it. A really unique experience. It will happen again next year, but it's not as good.
It's going to be visible over parts of Europe, Asia, Australia, Africa, North America, Northeast, South America, the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic and the Antarctic. And more importantly, it'll be visible over County Kildare as well. David, you can see it with your naked eye. I always ask this to you when you come on, that you don't need to have a €1,000 telescope in your front room.
Exactly. This is the great thing. All the 7 million people on this island that we want to publish their photographs of can see it with the naked eye. And most of those people have got a camera phone. And you can actually record the eclipse as well. So you'll get a very small moon with a camera phone, but with a bite taken out of it. So take lots of pictures, but only send your best one into Astronomy Ireland magazine, because we want to record this for posterity. We've been recording eclipses for 30 years now. Our magazine gets archived in the National Library of Ireland, so your picture will end up there for all time. And when you're looking at it, both with the naked eye and probably with your camera phone, you see a brilliant star, in quotes, just to the lower left of the moon. That's actually the planet Jupiter. And once the moon is restored to a full moon, extremely bright, after 10 o'clock, the moon will actually get closer and closer to Jupiter if you want to stay up till after midnight and watch that spectacle as well.
Okay, and David, can I just ask you from a scientific point of view then, how do you know that this is going to happen, that the eclipse is going to happen? And, you know, where do you get notification of it?
Well, the great thing is that gravity is a nice, easy force to predict with computers. So we can model the Earth going around the Sun, the Moon going around the Earth, going back thousands of years. I mean, we know why Jesus Christ was born on a Tuesday evening, 15th of September, in the year 7 BC, because of eclipses that happened at the time. We can date them even thousands of years ago to within minutes. The weather, for instance, another scientific phenomenon, is not as easy to predict. It's what's called a chaotic system. But fortunately, gravity works really nicely, and we can predict the eclipse near a second now, next year in September, that's going to happen, and all the ones coming up in our lifetime with great accuracy. We even have an eclipse of the sun. There's one in April next year. We're planning a trip to the Americas for that, to see a total eclipse of the sun, because you won't see one of those from Ireland till 2090. So eclipses are really easy to predict thanks to gravity. It goes back to Sir Isaac Newton back, 400 years ago when he developed his law of gravity.
Great stuff. So 8:35 tomorrow night up until around 9:53 tomorrow night, you should be able to see that eclipse. And remind us again, if people take a photograph of it and they want to send it in to Astronomy Ireland, how do they do that?
Very simple. Go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll get those times in writing then, so you can't forget them. And it'll tell you exactly where to send your pictures, a little diagram of the eclipse as well. So astronomy.ie. Join the club to get the magazine as well. It's aimed at the general public. Thousands of people get it all around the country. And if you want a sound bite, the time is roughly 8:30 till 10 o'clock.
Perfect. All right. Thanks indeed. That's David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Looking forward to going out and having a look at that tomorrow night. Might take a photograph and send it in as well. So that eclipse happening between about 8:30 and 10 o'clock, as David said. Just going back to